and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, day two of the Justice Department questioning of Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. President Trump was asked today if he's considering pardoning her.
I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
The new interview with Maxwell comes as the administration is facing continued pressure, including by even some members of the president's own party, to release more information related to the case.
The sweltering heat dome hits the Northeast. CBS's Rob Marciano.
We found folks already cooling off at the public pool in Central Park ahead of today's triple-digit heat index.
In the water as much as possible when we're not out in the water running that AC.
Concession workers have gone on strike at Boston's historic Fenway Park.
Our tips have been almost cut into a quarter of what they once were.
There are contingency plans in place to get Red Sox fans their food and drink this weekend. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he would not be running for a third term, and already candidates are throwing their hats in the ring. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. As Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kelda Royce may be on the shortlist. Here's what she told Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run, too.
The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while also saving energy. With another stretch of hot weather rolling through the states, residents looking to stay cool and save money can take simple steps like keeping their blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like their television when they're not being used, and making sure their air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials also remind you that it's illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend's series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. From Epstein's Island to Obama's inbox, Trump's dark diversion strategy is my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com today. When the walls start closing in, Trump doesn't lawyer up. He doubles down. Well, actually, he does both. But what's going on right now with this whole Trump team and saying that Barack Obama is guilty of treason? This is not about justice or the truth. This is a deliberate psyop, a psychological operation designed to try to hijack the news cycle and enrage the MAGA base and erase Epstein's name from every chyron in America. And that's, it appears that Trump actually believes, and he's putting in place now the actions to move this forward, actually believes that if he can convince the media to take this seriously, that we have evidence that Barack Obama committed treason, that will be a big enough story to blow Epstein off the pages, off the front pages. You know, he's tried everything. I mean, he's tried doing his tariff rants. He's tried cutting deals with other countries. He's tried going back to Hillary's emails. I mean, he has been playing all the hits, sitting there at his console, pushing every distraction button he has. And none of them have worked. We're still talking about Epstein. And so now what are they doing? They are busily assigning investigators, FBI agents, lawyers and others in the Justice Department to find everything they can that might implicate Barack Obama in any kind of crime, particularly something that they might be able to call treason. It's wild. I mean, it's also going back to the Russia, Russia, Russia thing, where we know that in 2016, according to a report that was signed off on by Marco Rubio, Republicans in the Senate said, yes, Russia did influence the 2016 election in a way that helped Donald Trump. Yes, we have that officially from both the GOP, well, not the GOP as an institution, but from Republican senators and Republican members of the House. They all signed off on this thing because it's obvious. I mean, Russia, Putin admitted it. He was asked by a reporter, did you interfere in the 2016 election to help Trump? And he said, yes, I did, because Trump said that he wanted to repair relations between Russia and the United States. Who wouldn't? Why wouldn't I do that? I mean, it's like you have a confession. But, Trump has tried to say, oh, no, this whole Epstein thing is just like the Russia thing, which is true. They're both true, apparently. But, they're both hoaxes. Yeah, right. So where does this go? And why is it that this is so sticky? There was a new study that was just published in October of last year, just a few months ago. Eight, nine months ago, in the Journal of Research in Personality. It was titled Malevolent versus Benevolent Dispositions and Conservative Political Ideology in the Trump Era. And what these researchers did is they said, here's a quote. Autocrats manifest socially aversive personality, including malevolent traits in the dark triad, narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism. And the same has been found for Trump. Similar results have been found for authoritarians' loyal foot soldiers. Thus, it is not surprising, perhaps, that voters with aversive traits tend to prefer aversive political figures. In other words, the followers, the authoritarian followers of Trump, are just as authoritarian as he is. It's just that he has leadership characteristics and they don't. They're just followers. And then they point out that there's numerous studies that have found that people with malevolent dispositions, in other words, people who have this kind of negative, hateful worldview, are drawn to conservative political philosophy. So what is a malevolent disposition? Well, first off, a malevolent disposition reflects wishing ill will or doing harm to others, while a benevolent disposition involves intending or showing goodwill or kindness to others. A malevolent disposition is measured via aversive features of Machiavellian manipulativeness, psychopathic callousness, and narcissistic self-absorption, all negatively associated with empathy and positively associated with antisocial behavior. And then they go on. What does this mean for politics? Well, they say a political candidate, again, I'm quoting from this study, a political candidate who boasts about being able to shoot someone can be understood in terms of a malevolent disposition. We seek to understand the voters who embrace such a politician and propose that insight may be gained by examining the links between malevolent dispositions and political ideology. Taken together, we propose that more extreme malevolent dispositions are necessary for understanding today's modern incarnation of conservatism that includes a positive view of Trump. In other words, conservatives are you know, a little ill, shall we say. And they even go beyond that. I mean, they basically say that the people who are most extremely mentally ill, the psychopaths, are the most enthusiastic about Trump. This is, again, quoting from the study. Across two different samples, we found a positive association between conservative ideology and a positive view of Trump and malevolent dispositions. For white men, psychopathic propensities predicted conservative ideology and a positive view of Trump. Get that? Psychopathic propensities predicted? Thus, the current results add to a growing literature on a link between malevolent or aversive dispositions and conservative ideology. Moreover, our results are in line with Barber and Pope in 2019, who found those tied to a Trump symbolic ideology were most inclined to be uncivil to others. This was people who wore MAGA hats, for example, the symbolic ideology. And the results from both samples found that latent psychopathic and malevolent disposition means, the averages, were significantly elevated among individuals who viewed Trump favorably. Right. Now, they did note that among women and among black people, this was not the case. That there, you know, about 20% of the population, regardless of race or gender, are authoritarians. But the authoritarian women and the authoritarian black people, by and large, mostly black men, tended not to support Trump. And they asked the question, why? Well, because these people have been the victims of right-wing authoritarianism. They've been the victims of social dominance orientation, what's called SDO. And they, again, from the study, longitudinal research suggests that race slash ethnicity may moderate the associations of right-wing authoritarianism and social dominance orientation with conservative political behavior, and gender might moderate the association between personality and conservatism with a stronger association for males than females. These moderating effects may be due in part to the fact that right-wing authoritarianism and social dominance orientation are linked with, and here it comes, racism and sexism. So, you know, black people and women have experienced this firsthand. They're more likely to say, no, that's the wrong thing to do. But white men with their little bubble of white privilege throughout their lives, no idea. So given that, you know, Trump's base is basically mentally ill, I mean, this study kind of nails it. At the very least, antisocial, suffering from antisocial personality disorders. Will accusing Obama of treason be enough to get Trump out of his current problems? Well, I think with his base, it will. But the problem is his base is only like, you know, 15% of America. It's a small, you know, it's a small part of the overall Republican Party, and the Republican Party is only 24% of America. So will it work? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work with the larger, group in Congress. I think that, you know, America is going to call Trump's bluff. In fact, it could even backfire. And, you know, the other question that I have is this going to be the thing that finally causes Obama to stand up on his own two feet and start fighting back? I mean, he didn't when they stole Merrick Garland from him. For a whole year, he was essentially silent as Mitch McConnell, you know, just refused to hold a hearing for Merrick Garland. So will this cause Obama and then presumably also, or hopefully also, Biden and Harris to stand up and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here? Or Clinton and Bush, for that matter. Or will J.D. Vance get his shot at the presidency that he so clearly seems to crave? What do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Well, actually, one more story for you, and then we'll pick up the calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with you, 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday, too.
Of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me.
That you tells see me going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James.
It
it's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or even meat is being tethered to a hot stove and sweating and constantly checking it and singed eyebrows. And those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. Kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I enter what I'm cooking with my Chef IQ Sense app. I choose how I would like it cooked. And Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors when my food will be done. That's it. I'm free then to do whatever else needs to be doing. Chef IQ Sense alerts my smartphone when my food is cooked to order the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, easiest to use wireless cooking sensor. Great news. They've just announced a flash sale, 15% off. Go to chefiq.com right now for 15% off during their flash sale. Be your own grill master with chefiq.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and get 15% off. Again, that's ChefIQ, and the promo code to get 15% off is Tom, T-H-O-M, ChefIQ, C-H-E-F-I-Q.com, promo code Tom.
The chorus of headlines swirls in smoke. Truth is a victim, lies provoke. When the walls close in and no options remain, they write a script to deflect the blame. Ghosts in the wings, crowd on their toes. A conspiracy spins as the tension grows. The liberal king sealed America's fate. Meanwhile, Epstein's name haunts the show, but he's backstage staying low. It's a shell game made for desperate minds in the land of spin. Justice unwinds. A puppet master laughs behind the veil, playing madness in a theater of derail.
So rising starvation on the Gaza Strip. This is just a terrible, god-awful situation. I mean, there is a long genesis here. I've been in Israel when suicide bombs went off just, you know, half a mile down the road. This country has been traumatized for, decades, certainly, almost a century. And yet, also, the Palestinians have been, you know, had their land taken from them. They've been treated brutally, particularly by the Netanyahu regime now for what, 15 or more years? And now you've got actual starvation going on in the Gaza Strip. And an Israeli minister yesterday, Amiche Eliyahu, he's a right-wing minister. He leads Israel's heritage ministry. He said in a radio interview, quote, "There is no that Israel should not feed the Gazans. So they should just basically let them starve." He said, and I quote, "There is no nation that feeds its enemies. The British didn't feed the Nazis, nor did the Americans feed the Japanese, nor do the Russians feed the Ukrainians now." Now, I would point out that that's not true. We did feed Nazis. When we captured Nazis, we fed them. In fact, we treated them very well, so well that many of them just decided, hey, I'm going to stay in the United States after World War II. And Britain fed Nazis, and we fed the Japanese, and the Russians, and the Ukrainians feed Russians right now. In fact, large numbers of Russian soldiers are defecting to Ukraine because they're being fed. When you treat people well, they're more inclined to say, hey, I'd like to be with you. The Hamas, with the billion-plus dollars that Netanyahu has given them over the years, because he's been trying to play Hamas against the PLO on the West Bank, a horrible, cynical game. Hamas had been running food distribution. They'd been running retirement programs. They'd been running the schools and hospitals. Yeah, they've been running Gaza with Netanyahu's approval and funding for decades. And so, of course, people are, you know, bonded to them. And do you really think that starving people is going to make them like you? The Israeli opposition politicians immediately condemned his statements that they should just go ahead and starve these people. But we're seeing now, lots and lots of children, young people, even UN workers are becoming emaciated. There is no food. And while Israel's now allowing some food into Gaza, it's drastically reduced the numbers of places where you can get it and the circumstances under which you can get it. And every day, the people who are coming out to get this food keep getting shot by the Israeli army, by the IDF. So this is Yair Lapid, the centrist leader of Israel's political opposition, said Eliyahu's comments were, quote, "a moral stain and a public diplomacy disaster. Israel will never convince the world of the justice of our war against terror as long as we are led by an extremist minority government with ministers who glorify blood and death." Amen. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In Los Angeles, grand juries are refusing to indict ICE protesters. I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Agriculture is alive and well at the Wisconsin State Fair, and after some fairground improvements, more people will have the chance to see it. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Friday. Wisconsin State Fair Park CEO Sherry Black joins us ahead of the start of the best 11 days of summer. The fair kicks off July 31st in West Allis. Sherry says Egg Village saw some renovations this year with more accessibility into the barns and signs to guide fair goers toward the livestock exhibits.
We now have these great monument signs throughout the park that we just implemented over there. So there's one for youth exhibits and now one for Agriculture Village. And I feel like that's just a really great way for us to be welcoming people in and for them to really feel like they're part of Egg Village. But I'm hoping that pulls people in because they may have walked by in the past on their way down to Spin City because they're on Grandstand, it's busy. They don't realize what's over there. I've actually had some people tell me they didn't know we had animals. I know, isn't that shocking? And especially the amount of people that we get on Grandstand, it's so important for them to know that this is part of Agriculture Village, and we want you to come in and check it out.
Something to look forward to in Egg Village this year at Wisconsin State Fair, July 31st through August 10th in West Allis. Always a pleasure to visit with Sherry Black, CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park. Stick around, we'll take a look at midday markets next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
Friday from Chicago, grain markets are trading lower while fluid milk prices are up. The August Class 3 milk contract is up 8 cents at $17.34 a hundredweight. The September contract up 11 cents at $17.60. Cash corn is down 3 cents at $3.98 and 3 quarters. December new crop corn down 2 and a quarter at $4.18 and a half. Cash soybeans are down 6 and a quarter cents at $9.98 a bushel. November new crop beans down a nickel and 3 quarters at $10.18 and a half. And new crop wheat is trading a nickel and 3 quarters lower at $5.35 and 3 quarters. For the Midwest Farmer Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now it's 73.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is swing, S-W-I-N-G.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Hey, guys, you know, there's a brand new kind of deodorant. This isn't just a new deodorant. It's a whole new type of deodorant that never existed before that actually stops odors before they start. It's a pretty amazing thing. It's based on altering the pH of your skin. It's powered by mandelic acid, which is what affects that. It's clinically proven to work all day long. And it's safe for any part of your body. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. This stuff works. I've tried it. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando, and they've got a variety of scents. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. And to get 20% off site-wide, just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out free shipping to shopmando.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And just a quick story here. In Los Angeles, the U.S. attorneys, Bill Essely, I'm probably mispronouncing it, Essely, is under apparently tremendous pressure from Pam Bondi to just nail some of these people who protested Donald Trump moving troops to surround the federal building in Los Angeles. A number of people were arrested in these protests. And this is fascinating. This is from the LA Times. Quote, the three officials who spoke to the Times on condition of anonymity said prosecutors have struggled to get several protest-related cases past grand juries, which need only find probable cause that a crime has been committed to move forward. This is a much lower bar than the beyond a reasonable doubt standard required for criminal conviction. On an overheard call, according to the three officials, Essely, 39, told a subordinate to disregard the federal the Justice Department's justice manual, which directs prosecutors to only bring cases they can win at trial. Essely barked that prosecutors should press on and secure indictments as directed by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. So bottom line, they are trying to prosecute people just to break them. If you're subject to criminal prosecution in the federal courts, you're looking at tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills, even when you win. And so they want to try to prosecute people that they know they're going to lose the case. The government knows they're going to lose, but they want to prosecute them anyway in order to break them financially. And the grand juries, in order to do that, you got to get a grand jury to indict. And the grand juries are saying, are you crazy? We're not going to do this. Grand juries, of course, made up of average citizens. Not a good moment for the U.S. Justice Department and Pam Bondi. So what's on your mind today? Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. Hey, Ollie. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, I heard on the news this morning that they were using the airport runways in Alligator Alley to deport people now. And I was wondering if you had heard anything and if they're doing this without notifying the courts or without the courts knowing anything about this.
I don't know, Ollie. I have not heard that. I've not read that. It is an airport. I mean, that's the place where they built this Alligator Alcatraz is an airport.
When I heard that they were putting that there, I assumed right away that that was their plan, was to be able to deport people without the government knowing about
without
the court knowing about it.
Yeah.
And now that seems like that might be what they're up to.
Where did you see this reported?
Well, I heard it on the news. I'm in Wisconsin, and I heard it on the news today.
On Civic Media, on the station you're listening to now?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll have to track that story down. Somehow that one, I missed that one. Thank you for the heads up on that, Ollie.
Okie doke. All right.
Thank you. Yep. David in San Pedro, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk with you again. Free speech runs an announcement in between breaks about Adriana Smith and how she's been in the hospital, brain dead for months and months and months and months since February, is my understanding. And she recently gave birth to a child by cesarean, so the hospital did it.
Right.
But one thing I've never heard about that case, which is nasty enough, who is paying for the bill?
Because the family is receiving
probably being brain dead. She was in intensive care that whole time, which is thousands of dollars a day normally.
Yeah.
And where does the bill go to? I mean, the state has mandated it. Why?
It's going to the family, or at least it was. You know, when this whole thing started, the family was protesting because they were informed that they would be presented with the bill. I don't know how it's ended up. But, you know, now that the baby has been, quote, born.
The baby was not due till August, so the baby's premature, too. And
correct.
There's more bills to be
which
incurs
a whole
paid.
Brand new set of expenses. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I have not. I've not been keeping up with that, David, so I'm sorry. I don't know right off the top of my head. She says two stories in a row I'm not on. I'm sorry. I thought I was doing a pretty good job here, but apparently I missed a couple of these things.
do a great job. Okay, I have no complaints.
Okay, well, I'll track that one down, too. David, thank you very much. Jay in Rockville, Maryland. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you today? Yeah, I just want to say, once again, excellent topic and wonderful call-ins. Very informative because you learn so much on your show.
Thank you.
My comment is that, you know, this whole Epstein thing, I know the Republicans want to downplay it, but they have to understand, and we should understand, that this is probably one of the biggest scenarios that this government has to face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that for this reason. You know, at one time, the church, not just the Catholic Church, but all churches, found out, and were forced to, but had to deal with the fact that they had to get rid of pedophiles in ministry in order to perform their core mission, which is to bring souls to Christ, to bring people into the church.
Well, Jay, I would argue that the Catholic Church decided that they had to strip out the pedophiles because they were tired of paying the lawsuits.
Right.
But, you know, regardless of the reason, yes.
So my point is, that's a sense of corruption that really pulled out, even with the lawsuits, pulls out the fact that, you know, how can you be holy if you allow this to occur?
Right.
Allow your ministries to prey on children. And no one's going to take their kids to church if that's the thing that's going to happen. Now, on the other side, it's become morally and politically damaged by this Epstein scenario, because I'm going to tell you, it takes a whole lot of people to run the kind of network he had.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't expect and don't want, they definitely don't want, their government to protect pedophiles and not disclose if they have pedophiles in the ranks of Congress and in the Trump administration.
Right.
Why? Because it's going to corrupt. It corrupts the moral compass of this country. And that's exactly what has happened. People don't want to talk about it.
There were a couple of high-profile Trump aides or followers or people very close to him who were convicted of sex crimes with children or possession of child porn. I don't recall their names, but I do recall one of them was associated with Russia. He was fairly high up. This was in his first administration. Those stories have kind of vanished, too. I need to dig those out and track those back.
Yeah, last comment I want to make, because I feel like there's a we need to get the pedophiles out of Congress and out of the administration.
Yeah,
because they
got
to be there, because just like in the ministry, in the other ministries, they're corrupt ministers who are pedophiles. You mean to tell me that Congress is holier than the church? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think any institution is immune to this kind of thing. But.
But exactly.
Yeah.
That is my point. So why aren't we trying to also look at what the character is of those who are trying to lead this country?
Yeah.
Because right now, that's the reason why we're having problems, to be honest with you. We have a problem with the moral compass of this country. That's why we don't feed people who are in need of food. Not only overseas, but in our own country.
Yeah, no, I get it, Jay. I get it. Yeah, the GOP has become an insanely immoral organization. Jay, thank you for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for a fun-filled day. They're throwing a Rafters Baseball Kids TV Takeover on Sunday, July 27th at 3:05 p.m., and you won't want to miss it. Your favorite Kids TV characters will be there ready to meet you and take pictures. Enjoy some tasty food and cheer on the team with your family and friends. It's going to be an awesome day of excitement and laughter, so bring everyone along to Witter Field. They can't wait to see you there.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? Well, we power through because the last thing we want is another prescription. I mean, let's face it, most of that stuff in the medicine cabinet rarely works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part, it's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their other sleep products. I love their sleep gummies. They really do work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery, and when you check out, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CB Distillery. 25% off everything you're buying. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but you can get that 25% discount one quarter off at cbdistillery.com when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Crying in the cold.
And welcome back. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Say, when something's going on and there's a big kerfluffle, a lot of times it can be a distraction, trying to pull your attention away from things you might mm-hmm. be thinking. And I think this Ghislaine and Epstein is a big distraction. I think the real problem is... there is an article, I'll give you my source, Epstein, Trump, and the Fashion Front, and it's on Substack, and it's aliciasonger.substack.com. And it shows where Trump, Epstein, and a man named Jean-Luc Brunel and Jeffrey, and John Casablancas, they all had modeling agencies. And, you know, Ghislaine probably did some stuff.
And Trump had a modeling agency, too, by the way.
He's part of this network.
Yeah.
There's a whole network, and it'll show a diagram how they were just shuttling
John,
girls.
John Casablancas is the guy who started all this. Yeah. It's called the Elite Modeling Agency. Yeah.
In 14 years, it starts at 14 years. And, you know, this whole event, they may pick out a couple to make it look legit, like, oh, gee, she got a modeling job. Yep. And all these other girls are being just conveyed into these, you know, for being abused by rich men. Yep. It's just to snag these girls in. That is where you should look for Trump. If he's a pedophile, and I want to ask you, Tom, do you think he's been a pedophile?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's right up there with cannibalism, pedophile.
Yeah,
pedophilia.
I get that, Diane. I don't think any of us will know until the evidence comes out.
If they let it out, and if that is true, if he was, he's done.
Oh, I
agree.
But I think the thing that is hurting him right now is that it's obvious he's lying about something and he's trying to cover something.
Right.
Up. I mean, that's obvious even to his base. And so they're going to think they're going to assume the worst. And that hurts his credibility right across the board. So when he talks about tariffs or he talks about taxes or anything else, people are going to go, yeah, this guy's a liar. Why am I listening to him? Diane, thank you for the call. Theodore in Everett, Washington. Hey, Theodore, what's up?
Hello, Tom. So I was calling in about Ethan Goh. He's been stuck in Antarctica from the Chilean police after trying to become the youngest person to go to all seven continents. And what's so interesting?
Did he sail a boat or something to Antarctica?
No, he was flying all around, and he had complications flying to his last continent, which I can't remember exactly which one it was, but he had problems, which he had to make like a emergency flight to a station in Antarctica, and he was greeted by them. He signed stuff up, and then later, right after that, some of the Chilean police came, and they talked to him and said that he was under arrest.
Uh-huh. And I should care about this because?
It shows that they're trying to show that they have control over that part of Antarctica, and they're
Well, they do, don't they? I mean, I was down there. It's actually the Argentinians were the ones that were controlling the part that we were at, but they clearly controlled it, and you know, it's been split up among a bunch of countries. There are multi-country areas, but it's an extremely fragile environment. I mean, when we were there, in order to get off the boat and stand on the land in the continent of Antarctica, we had to be sprayed down with bleach before we could get off the boat, just to make sure that we weren't carrying bird flu or any other pathogen. You know, if he's not being very, very careful, he could be spreading, you know, death and disease to a pristine wildlife area.
What this is about, they have the whole international treaty that no one's allowed to claim Antarctica.
Not the entire continent, no. But individual countries, I'm pretty sure, have some control over some parts of it. And there's, of course, a bunch of international agreements. Theodore, I'm sorry, this is not something that really rings my bells, but it's interesting to hear about. Thank you for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. You know, today President Putin gave a speech, right, and the Northern Shipbuilding Company in Severodvinsk, Russia, on the occasion of the launch of a Project 995 SSN nuclear attack sub, right, and he's claiming that this is the most advanced fourth-generation nuclear attack sub, you know, with increased stealth technology, increased weaponry, and completely outclasses our U.S. Navy's third-generation Seawolf and Virginia submarines. He also claims that this shipyard is series producing SSBNs, you know, submarine launch ballistic missiles, NSA project, and stealth diesel electric submarines that can operate in enclosed seas like the Baltic. I wanted to ask, you know, Congressman Polk about that, but I couldn't get a chance. But, you know, if this is true, this is really, threatening.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the Chinese are like way ahead of us in drone technology. And it looks like the Russians are leapfrogging.
Yeah, and in, you know, stealth fighter technology.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
in the old days, you know, Soviet Navy submarines were so noisy, they sounded like freight trains under the water. You could easily track them. But now this new generation is almost completely untrackable.
Whoa. Yeah, not good. I mean, part of the problem, it seems to me, George, is that we've been, you know, because of the military-industrial complex, we've been, you know, stuck in this thing of just pouring more money into their projects that they decide on rather than military experts. But, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, what's, you know, technologically advanced and more, you know, viable.
Yeah, there you go. George, always so nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with the third hour of the program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. Steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked. Well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Chef IQ.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination.
are compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The extreme heat that has baked much of the central U.S. this week is slowly shifting east ahead of the weekend. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Your feels like temperature from Washington, D.C. up to Baltimore, probably about 110. And then even in the New York City metro area, your feels like temperature hovering right around 105.
Aramark employees who work concessions at Boston's Fenway Park are on strike. Penny Comet reports.
If you are coming to a game this weekend, Aramark pledges you won't notice any difference.
Their union claims workers are paid poverty wages. Jeffrey Epstein's convicted accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, was questioned for a second day today by the deputy U.S. attorney general, her attorney, David Marcus.
Ghislaine has been treated unfairly for over 5 years now. If you looked up scapegoat in the dictionary, her face would be next to the dictionary definition of it.
She's serving time for sex trafficking and other crimes. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.